future comes Star of Space! Hey, 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 hey.
Nova City Space Station calling Captain Star. Nova City Space Station calling Captain Star. Report for special space mission.
Nova City Spaceport to Spaceship Shooting Star.
Sergeant Stripes on Spaceship Shooting Star. Come in, Nova City.
Prepare to blast.
Roger. Well, we're all set, Captain Star.
Good, Stripes. I'll take over. Gale, all set.
Right. Forward scanner open. We're clear for blast, skipper.
Port's locked.
Port's locked.
We're okay for blast, Nova City.
Pile building up.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ready?
What was our last reading, Specs?
Now, let's see. One Esperon off Xyron Parallax.
Of course.
Of course. You know, we've never blasted along the space lane before, Skipper.
Oh, no.
Matter of fact, the universe space lane maps advise against following this lane.
Yeah, I know.
Then what are we doing following it?
Orders.
Okay. Okay, I can take a hint. So you don't want to tell me what our mission is?
Well, I can't.
Oh, real top secret stuff.
Oh, no. I don't know what it is.
One of those trips, huh?
Yeah, one of those trips.
Yeah, one of those trips.
Slow rockets, Stripes.
Slow rockets.
Skipper, check number 2 scanner. Hurry.
I'm on number 2 scanner now, Gail.
I'm picking up a slight distress signal from it.
We're getting the signal in here now.
Well, what is it?
Well, it looks like a spaceship, yet it doesn't.
That must be it.
It must? I mean, what must be what?
Gale, stand by to establish orbit for our ship.
You mean we're going to board the ship?
Yes, Gale.
But...
Stripes, you stand by here with the blasters trained on the ship. If Gale and I aren't back in 30 minutes, start blasting.
Yes, sir. You know, Skipper... This mission reminds me of our rockets.
How's that, Specs?
Flip the switch. Get in them both.
See anything, Skipper?
Nothing. Let's go this way.
It looks like a ghost ship, almost. So many things have been stripped, see? Panels have been taken out, and so have some of the equipment.
Yeah, somebody wanted to make sure that this ship would never leave its orbit. Now, here's the door. Get behind me, and use your blaster if you have to.
Skipper, look.
What?
What is that?
It belongs to the Xyron race.
Why does he have that outlandish headgear on?
Xyron's lung structure differs from ours. They breathe with the aid of a special apparatus that's housed in the headgear.
Is he alive?
I don't know. Hey, look.
The headgear's been tampered with.
Well, he seems to be reacting to the oxygen capsule.
It's hard to tell with all that weird contraption covering his face.
Earthman. Earthman.
Yes. Yes, we're Earth people. I'm Captain Star. This is Gale Archer.
My name is Talon. I am from Xyron.
Our scientific space department picked up your distress signal and gave it to me. I'm with Space Fleet.
I have heard of you, Captain Star. I have a little time left to live. Must talk fast.
Well, what do you mean?
Evil one, destroy my breathing apparatus in headgear. Then leave me to die here in space.
Who are the evil ones?
Outlanders. Men who look much like yourself.
The space criminals.
Yeah. They escaped from Solar Federation prison a few months ago.
My people are seekers of truth like your people, Earthman. Outlanders plan to use my people and their invention for evil purposes. You must stop them, Captain.
Stop them? From what?
My people have invented no ray machine. This machine can do much good for people of the universe, but can also destroy life as well as help it. You will find plans and other information in Strongbox in operations room. Study them well. My sister, Queen Nilo, will help you.
What was that, Skipper?
Hey, Skipper, the airlocks on our ships are pulling apart.
Secure your airlocks, Drax.
Yeah, but how are you going to...
Never mind. Secure your airlock and follow us down.
The ship's full of talk, Skipper.
Help me with this control, Gail. I'll switch over the jewels.
But there isn't any firing lever.
Just guide us. If we can find a clearing, we'll glide in.
Judging from that jagged terrain below, that's a big if, Skipper.
Sergeant Stripes on Shooting Star. Come in, Captain Star. Oh, doggone it. Sergeant Stripes on Shooting Star to Captain Star. Come in.
This is Star.
Are you okay, Captain?
Yes, we found a clearing.
Well, look, I've spotted one about 5 Earth miles from where you sat down.
Oh, good. Now, listen, when you land, contact us. We can't leave the ship without spacesuits. There's no oxygen on this satellite.
Okay, look, I'll bring your suits along. Tell me, are there any communicators aboard that ship?
No, none, Stripes, none.
Well, maybe I can work mine through your panel board so I can be in constant touch with you when I leave this ship. I won't promise, though.
Yeah, well, try it. Oh, and Stripes.
Yeah?
Every minute counts. The atomic fuel's leaking in this ship. The atomic radiation will be setting in a few hours.
Slowing down, Skipper.
Yes, I know. You hear the plans that Talon told us about here?
Is Talon dead?
Yeah. About 5 minutes ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Talon did what a lot of other conscientious people have done throughout the history of our universe. He gave his own life so that others might live. That's why we must stop the Outlanders from using the ray machine so that Talon will not have died in vain.
What is the ray machine, Skipper?
A machine that will harness electrical powers and convert them into useful channels. It can also be used to destroy, as Talon told us. Burns all the life in the ray's path.
Is it that powerful?
Yeah. The Outlanders use it against Earth, well, they could...
Skipper.
Hmm?
Listen. The atomic indicator has stopped.
Well, now we only have about an hour before atomic radiation sets in.
We haven't heard from Stripes in over 2 hours now.
The rig he thought might work with his communicator wasn't usable then.
But why did the two ships pull apart anyway?
Whoever left the ship last probably fixed the airlock so that it wouldn't hold for long, just in the event someone did discover the ship.
Oh, I'm scared, Skipper.
I know, but... Well, Stripes will be here soon.
Yeah, that's right. And Stripes will be here soon.
What are you doing, Gail?
Just making sure that Stripes does get here, Skipper. I'm saying a little prayer.
Come in, Queen Nilo.
Why did your man bring me here, Adax?
I'll be very brief, Queen Nilo. From now on, there'll be no queen here on Xyron.
Oh, what do you mean?
You're announcing to your people that I'm going to become ruler of this planet.
I don't understand. My brother Talon welcomed you here to our planet. You have been treated well.
You missed the point. I like it here. So much that I intend to stay. Your people are very smart, Queen Nilo, and I can use them. They can invent many things that can be useful to me.
My people use their talents for all people of the universe.
Yes, they have until now. Take that ray machine, for instance. With it, I can soon control Earth. And whoever controls Earth controls the universe. Now, do you understand?
Yes. You are evil. You and your men are evil thoughts. When my brother Talon returns,
you'll wait a long time, Queen Nilo. Your brother is dead by now. He was foolish. He was going to turn my men and myself over to the Earth Authority.
Nilo will never do as you ask, Adak.
Very well. Until you do as I say, you'll be my prisoner. You have 24 Earth hours to make your decision. If you don't do as I ask, then your people will suffer.
Hey, Skipper. It's me, Stripes. Come on, open up. Hey, Skipper. Gale. I'll get you both in suits. Now, look, take it easy. I'll get you and Gale both back on Shooting Star and everything will be all right.
You feeling better, Skipper?
Yeah, but Gale is still unconscious.
Oh, look, then we better turn around and take her back to Earth.
We can't. We don't have that much time. According to Talon's plans, we found the ray machine can be put into operation within the next 24 Earth hours.
I see.
That means we only have a little time to stop the Outlanders from getting control of it.
Yeah, but what about Gale, Skipper?
Well, if you were in Gale's place and had the same situation facing you, would you want us to take you back to Earth?
Okay. I think I know what Gale would want.
I feel the same way. The oxygen treatment that you gave her should revive her. I'm sure it isn't atomic poisoning.
Well, I hope not. Look, we can't notify Zylon Spaceport that we're coming.
No, we'll have to find a landing spot outside of their main city.
Yeah. Skipper, you said the Zeronians were great inventive people.
Yeah. But they never think of using their inventions for any other purpose than good. That's why it'd be easy for the Outlanders to move in on them. They're very unassuming people.
Well, who do you think's in charge of the Outlanders?
Well, it's just a guess, Stripes. But Adak was among the space criminals that broke out of solar prison.
Yeah, Adak, I remember him. He was a space hijacker and they caught him on Mars.
Yeah, that's right. Solar Court found him guilty and recommended that he be sent to a mental institution. But before they could transfer him there, he made the break.
Well, shouldn't we contact Commodore Bradford?
No, we can't risk it.
Yeah, but we have a closed circuit.
So did the Outlanders.
Huh?
When they broke prison, they forced the guard to blast off an official solar ship. I'd be willing to bet they're tuned in on a closed circuit right now.
Oh, if that's the case, we could be in real trouble as soon as we set our ship down on Zyron. Well, our landing didn't seem to attract any attention by the natives, Skipper.
No. The soupy atmosphere around Zyron covered us.
Look, is Gale better?
It's hard to tell right now. She seems to be resting better.
You don't think the lack of oxygen destroyed any brain cells, do you?
We'll know in the next few hours. You'll stay here with us, Stripes. Now, if for any reason I don't get back or if Gale gets worse, blast off for us.
Oh, I'd like to be able to help you, Skipper.
Gale needs your help right here now.
Okay, look, how are you going to keep people from recognizing you?
I brought Talon's headgear with me. I'm taking a small supply of oxygen capsules along. That way I'll be able to breathe inside the headpiece. Oh, help me out with the gear, will you?
All right, okay, here we go now. Over my head.
Do you think this will fool them, Stripes?
Jumping Jupiter? You even talk like a Zeronian.
Yeah. Now, as soon as I jump outside, seal the airlock and keep it sealed. Don't open it until you hear this signal. Got it?
Yeah, I got it. Well, good luck, Skipper.
Same to you, Stripes.
Luck's enough.
that part of the ray plans have been lost.
Telan take plans with him. Say he bring them back, but Telan not come back.
The ray machine has to be completed.
Can't make suggestion, Earthworm.
Then what are you waiting for?
First must make agreement.
Oh, some payoff credit,
oh,
huh?
Yes, Earthworm, yes.
Well, if I had time, All right, I'll pay. What's your price?
When Earthworm is made ruler of Saran, would like to be remembered for assisting him.
Well, then you recognize Adak as a leader, huh?
Oh, yes, Earthworm.
Very well, you can have what you want. Now, what do you know?
Telan, leave information on Ray Machine with Queen Nilo.
Yes, just go on.
Earthworm would not appreciate or understand information that Telan left. Information in ancient Saran language. Full people understand.
How do you know all this?
Do not ask how you learn your knowledge.
Very well, very well. How do we get this information?
Take me to Queen Nilo. Leave me alone with her, short time. I get information.
How do I know you'll tell me the truth after your talk with Queen Nilo?
Would be afraid to not tell Earthworm. We make bargain. I keep mine.
All right. I'll see that you're left alone with Queen Nilo for 30 minutes. If you can't get the information we need, then I'll get it my way.
Who are you? I do not know you.
But I know of you, Queen Nilo.
Is this another one of Adak's tricks?
This isn't a trick, Queen Nilo. I kept the star of the space fleet from Earth.
I do not understand.
Just a minute.
Why do you bolt the door?
I haven't much time to explain. I found your brother's ship in space, and he told me about the ray machine and the Outlanders.
Is Telan alive?
No. No, and I'm sorry.
Then Adak killed him.
Yes. We can't do anything for Telan, but we can stop Adak.
But what can I do, Captain Starr? Adak is holding me a prisoner.
Adak doesn't trust me. He's back sooner than he promised. Now look, we must hurry. Stand over by the door. As soon as Adak walks into the room, I'll grab him and you close the door. Do you understand?
Yes. But what do we do then?
Leave that to me. Are you ready?
Yes.
Unlock the door.
Close the door!
It's not closed!
Close it!
Guards are moving their way in! What's that, Captain?
Guards! Grab Queen Nilo. You know it was me all the time.
Oh, no, I didn't. I must admit that you had me fooled until...
Until what?
Until my men picked up two of your friends.
Spike. Skipper, I couldn't help it.
My men were rather rough with them, especially around the face, as you can see. Take them both away. You'll remain here in your room, Queen Nilo. You still have a few hours left to make your decision.
Some sort of special ray gun on the ship's door that melted it down. I tried to fight them, Skipper, but there are too many. Oh, they really worked me over.
What'd they do with Gail?
Oh, Adak sent her to the hospital.
Oh, I'm thankful for that.
At least he told one of the guards to take her there.
If anything happens to Gail, I'll have no wild wife. I can't do anything in here.
I guess we sort of threw a bunker wrench into the works, didn't we?
It couldn't be helped, Spike. Forget it. Oh, how do you feel?
Oh, like one of those ancient Ubangi natives, you know, the one with the big lips. Yeah, and if it is, somebody's moving it. They don't move by themselves.
I'll get on one side. Get on the other.
Right. Hey, it's Queen Nilo.
We're right here.
This is a secret passageway that leads to the upstairs where Adak is. My brother put it in many years ago. It opens onto the room also where Adak was holding me the prisoner.
Oh, saved by a hole in the wall.
Don't count your blessings until they've arrived. It's at least a chance, though. Come on, Stripes. Here comes Adak.
I'll say no more, Skipper. I owe him something, and I'm just itching to pay it back. Let me do it.
All right. Very good, Sykes. Very good.
Don't mention it, Skipper. That one's on me.
I'll pick him up and revive him.
Right.
Adak has to pass him through his guards at the building where the ray machine is being made. I want you to go to the hospital and make sure that Gale is all right.
Right.
Oh, Queen Nilo?
Yes.
As soon as we're outside, get some of your people and have them take over here. Oh, there aren't many of Adak's men here, are there?
Most of them are at the ray plant.
Good. We'll leave as soon as Strike brings Adak around.
Now, that may be some time, sir. I gave him that extra special payment plan. You know, the one with the punch. Well, like I was telling you, Commodore Bradford, we captured Adak and all of his men, and the ray machine has been turned over to Solar Federation. The ray machine will make it possible for new things that'll help the people of the universe.
And how is Gale Archer?
Gale Archer? Ah, she's fine. Fit as a Martian kitten and as pretty, I might add. Well, it's good to be home again, sir. At least we'll be home soon. And we'll establish an orbit as soon as you assign us a berth to land in. That completes the report, Skipper.
Oh, it sounded good, Stripes, but did it really happen the way you said it did?
What do you mean? We caught Adak, we stopped the ray production, and Queen Nilo got her command back.
You mean her people?
Yeah, her people.
And we got Gale back.
Well, she never left us, did she?
And I never will. If I can't take Captain Star and Cadet Sergeant Stripes with me, I'm not going.
You know, there's one thing that bothers me, Skipper.
Yeah, what's that, Spice?
Well, I know the people on Xyron had to wear those weird headgears because their breathing apparatus was inside of them.
So, what's your problem?
Well, it isn't exactly a problem. It's not my problem, anyway. It's a problem of the people who live on Xyron.
And that is?
Well, that is, with all that equipment covering their faces, how do they steal a kiss or two?
Well, a good question, Spice. Let me answer it with another question.
All right, go ahead.
If you had to live on Xyron, and if you had to wear all that headgear, how could you steal a kiss?
I see what you mean. In other words, where there's a will, there's a way.
Always, right, so.
Captain Star of the Space Fleet is based on characters created by Tom Hubbard and written for radio by Tom Hubbard and Fred Eggers. John Larch is heard as Captain Star, Jane Harlan as Gale Archer, and Tom Hubbard as Cadet Sergeant Stripes. Captain Star comes to you transcribed from Hollywood.
Man, listen to that sweet old ship go. Now, that's what I call real flying. How do I know? Well, there's not much about pilots and aviation I don't know. So put down your flaps and level off for a little hangar flying, because, buddy, you're talking to the granddaddy of them all, the gray-haired wonder. Flying over the front during World War I in our rickety little two- or three-seater planes, we felt sure we were covering ourselves with glory, that military aviation had reached its ultimate limit, its final perfection. That was then. We couldn't have imagined military aviation in terms of anything other than offensive, defensive operations and observation. How surprised we would have been to learn that military aircraft would one day be used extensively and effectively to transport troops and supplies to the battle area. Used as a long-range ambulance transporting wounded troops from field hospitals directly to base hospitals in the United States, thus ensuring prompt treatment and preventing hospital overcrowding. Used also as short-range ambulances, helicopter ambulances, transporting the wounded directly from the battle lines to field hospitals, as submarine spotters and destroyers, and as liaison contacts. When it comes to developing every possible use for military aircraft, man, you got the best doggone Air Force in the world.
Of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
This is Art Ogler. In a horrific time, in a horrible world, I have been asked to try and horrify you. All in fun, of course. A challenge in horror, so to speak. Now, I know that you're not a person who is easily frightened. Monsters, ghosts, the dead. Who gets scared at that sort of thing anymore? You don't. Or do you? Do you ever think of the undead? The ghostly ones crowded under their gravestones, the restless dead, millions of them there under the ground. May we try something? Turn your lights out. Yes, all of them. Lights out, everybody. Now then, sit down in a chair and turn your back to the loudspeaker. Yes, turn your back. Now sit quietly, very quietly. The room very quiet. Now whatever I say, don't turn around. Remember that. Don't turn around. Do you hear that? Now, don't turn around. Something is coming up behind you. No, don't turn around. It's coming closer and closer and closer. It's something... Oh, no. It's been dead so very long. No, don't turn around. Closer and closer. Decay, the odor of decay. You almost smell it, can't you? Now, don't turn. It's putting out its hand toward your neck. Skeleton hands reaching for your neck. Touching your neck. No, you weren't scared, were you? All right, to continue on our challenge in horror, let me try you with the psychotype. You know the sort of thing, sick horror. We see it in the motion picture theaters. The man stabs the girl through the shower curtains and the blood runs down the shower and the money runs into the box office and everyone is sicker in our sick world. Do you actually want to try out with some of this psychotype of horror? All right, here is some of the sickest.
Oh, how nice of you to come and visit me. I do not often have visitors here. We are so isolated here, you know. Oh, sit down. Please do forgive me for being impolite. I'm just about to have my evening meal, and I'm very hungry. Oh, you look surprised. You do not see anything on the table? Well, wait until I get the box. Here it is. Yes, here it is. Here it is. It is in this box that my meal is waiting. It is a... How do you Americans say it? A packaged dinner? Now, if you will forgive me, I will begin. There we are. Oh, but why do you gasp? It's just the head of a young girl. A pretty young girl. It's all? Again you are surprised. But it is my very special saw. I have to work for my meals. Cutting through the bone is not easy. Forgive me. I must begin. Oh, I know what you're thinking. You think I am psychotic. I'm not psychotic. I'm just hungry.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording. And for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.